Government misses 10th January deadline to clear OFRA maize payments. Expert says rising forex reserves strengthen Zambia's economic resilience. Niger revokes license of tanker drivers who refuse to go to Mali amid jihadist blockade.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The government has failed to meet its January 10, 2026 deadline to clear all outstanding payments to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, during the 2025-2026 crop marketing season. On December 30, 2025, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Musokotwane, assured the farmers that all outstanding payments would be fully settled by January 10, 2026. And the Food Reserve Agency says it has paid 99% of the farmers who supplied maize to the agency, and that the only farmers remaining to be paid were those in far areas. However, farmers in Lusaka's Chongwe area and Central Province say they are yet to receive their money, describing the delay as a major setback to their livelihood and preparations for the ongoing farming season.
The payment method, I think, is not up to date. The time I took my maize, it was in on 3rd September. Up to now, I haven't received anything. So I've been trying to get in touch with those people, you know, to get the payment method. They were saying, no, the last time I found out, 850. That was the last of last week.
Kuna taba tuweba na ngupi modati tu chiri tulepe mbela fena nomba. Elo pari hapa maari, sisi batu tela, sapava na banki ya kupokira kwa hiyo. Ama taba tuwa tuwele ku ZNC, nga kwa titulea kwa airport. Hili ya ZNC, ya vela mpepina ya kwa airport kulia.
Kempe kezo jape na manje ndrama, na manje tarema kempe kezo. Kulipe na pamine wa kamba pole, so nti pamine zeri ni kukamba, chaka kamba tia ipase namba ya, no? Kazana tuma kule diuko, kamba tia tupase namba ya, so tempe keza, tazwa kamba pata wazani tumira na manja.
Yeah, like at our place in Chantumbo, we are a cooperative. None of us have been paid. Those who took, just when they mentioned that you should start bringing, they haven't been paid. At least for me, I was towards the end, but even me, I haven't been paid.
Yesterday, I was at the FRA. I failed even to verify to change me the list, because the list that we are given is rubbed completely. So they are supposed to change me that receipt, which I'm supposed to go with it to the bank.
Similar complaints have been raised by farmers in Indola, while others in Lungu and Luansha have also reported not receiving their payments. The affected farmers are now calling on the government and the Food Reserve Agency to urgently release the remaining funds, warning that continued delays could negatively affect maize production and food security. Economic expert Trevor Hambai says Zambia's rising foreign exchange reserve are enhancing the country's ability to withstand global economic shocks, including falling copper prices and climate-related disruptions. Mr. Hambai explains that higher reserves improve Zambia's import cover, giving the country greater capacity to sustain essential imports during periods of external pressure. He adds that stronger reserves also help stabilize the exchange rate, as the central bank can inject foreign currency into the market when demand rises, reducing volatility. According to Mr. Ambai, the exchange rate stability is crucial because it directly affects inflation and the cost of living for ordinary Zambians. He also notes that reserve growth supports macroeconomic stability, which is essential for sustained economic growth and job creation.
As a country, one of the key factors that impacts the issues around prices or price volatility or inflation is the exchange rate. And when you have got the reserves, it means that you are able to maintain the equilibrium between supply and demand, which keeps the exchange rate stable. And with stability, then you get the issue around stable pricing, that there is no high increases in prices. And this is what then speaks to the ordinary Zambian. But also macro stability in the economy, which is the exchange rate, strengthened by the reserves.
Political analyst and governance expert Charity Musamba says Zambia is heading into the 2026 general election without a clear youth-focused electoral agenda, despite young people constituting the largest share of eligible voters. Dr. Musamba notes that although youths have played a decisive role in previous elections, they remain largely excluded from political candidacy, party decision-making structures, and election management processes. She contrasts Zambia's situation with countries such as Malawi and Tanzania, where organized youth movements have successfully influenced electoral priorities and helped reduce post-election tensions. Dr. Musamba has warned that without deliberate reforms, young people risk being reduced to campaign tools or worse, instruments of political violence, instead of being empowered as drivers of democratic outcomes.
So far, I think what we are seeing is that up to now, we haven't seen a consolidated youth position on what they expect should be a priority issues to influence and determine the shape of the elections for 2026. We are not hearing the youth election agenda. In other countries where it is acknowledged that young people, the youth of eligible, who are eligible to participate in elections as voters and influencers, it is very clear that young people are determining outcomes, okay?
Operation Young Vote Executive Director Guess Nirenda has urged the ruling United Party for National Development to avoid bringing in cadres with a history of violence into the party. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Nirenda says the UPND must exercise caution when accepting new members, noting that some individuals only appear repentant when they lack political protection. He has explained that such individuals often suppress their violent tendencies temporarily, but may revert to disorderly behavior once they feel shielded by those in power. Mr. Nirenda has emphasized that the party must ensure cadres with a violent past are properly restrained and reformed before being fully embraced.
We expect that this kind of atmosphere will continue, because this is encouraging to the voters. Voters tend to get discouraged when there's the violence around campaigns and the electoral process. But where it is peaceful, every voter that registered to vote actually feels the safer to cast their ballot. But where safety is not there, where the violence, I think the voters, especially the women and the young people, tend to shun the processes.
And now, business news. Business news.
Mining expert Augustine Mwanga has called for increased capacity building among Zambian citizens in the manufacturing, repair and and servicing of mining equipment. Ms. Ambanga says such initiatives will help reduce the country's reliance on foreign expertise.